AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Biden has made it official.
This is not a time to be complacent. That's why I'm running for re-election.
He released a video announcement an hour ago.
Every generation of Americans has faced a moment when they have to defend democracy. Stand up for our personal freedom. Stand up for the right to vote and our civil rights. And this is our moment.
The 80-year-old commander-in-chief could face an uphill battle. Correspondent Weijia Jiang is at the White House.
His approval rating has dipped. It hasn't really been able to come back up. So I think it will be important for him to hit the campaign trail, but that's a big question. Just how much are we going to see him physically out and about engaging with voters?
His re-election run could set up a rematch with former President Trump, who's also going for a second term. Jury selection begins in New York today in writer E. Jean Carroll's civil suit against Mr. Trump. She claims he raped her in a department store dressing room in the 1990s. CBS's Matt Piper.
Business and entertainment attorney Trey Lovell says jurors may hear that infamous Access Hollywood video of Trump and says the allegations from E. Jean Carroll are not unlike others he's faced.
There's a fair amount of evidence out there of Trump doing the similar thing to other people. We have these other two women, almost the exact same scenario. He approached them, assaulted them, and then made fun of them afterwards.
Mr. Trump denies the claims. Another crackdown on abortions, CBS's Steve Futterman reports.
North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum signed the abortion ban, which is one of the strictest in the nation. No abortions are allowed after 6 weeks, and there are no exceptions. Women who are victims of rape or incest cannot legally end their pregnancies. Opponents of the law say there will be dire consequences for women and girls. Supporters say it protects all human life.
In Montana, seven people were arrested at the state capitol for interrupting as they protested the silencing of a transgender lawmaker. Zoe Zephyr supporter Katie Spence.
To find out that she had been censured and will likely not be able to speak for the remainder of the session, which could be 2 more weeks, is unconscionable.
Zephyr hasn't been allowed to speak on the House floor since last Thursday when she tried to debate a proposal that would restrict when children can change names and pronouns they use in school without their parents' consent. The College Board admits it made mistakes in its new advanced placement course on Black Studies, and revisions are on the way. No specifics, but the debate reached a fever pitch when officials in Florida called the course indoctrination and said they would scrap it. It covers the African diaspora, slavery, the Jim Crow South, and the civil rights movement. S&P futures are down 20. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples.
Are you an experienced industrial painter, drywall finisher, or want to be? Do you want more than a job, but a high-paying career where your interests are well represented, ensuring a safe work environment? The International Union of Painters and Allied Trades of District Council 7 wants you. Bring your knowledge or ask about paid training. Learn more now. Call Tom Coyne, 262-488-4839, 262-488-4839, or go to the union's website, iupatdc7.com.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Warning, listening to the devil's advocates may expose you to opposing views.
We've mentioned, inflation is going to be an issue. Let me ask you this. What would you like to see Donald Trump do if you were here? What did you suggest Biden do to address the inflationary pressures we're facing right now?
Well, I can't tell you that because that would be something you could counter and defeat Trump with, or the Republican Party. So tell you.
You think Trump's taking strategy from you on talk radio, Lou?
I mean, you're no Kid Rock, Lou.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to independent programming that has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. To learn more and to see our entire broadcast lineup, go to civicmedia.us.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Along with producer Aaron Zomerston Madison, welcome back. This is the second hour of Up North News Radio for this Tuesday, April 25th. Coming up this hour, the new life of a forgotten hero. Chippewa Falls teacher and author John Kinville has published a new book that recounts the life of one of Wisconsin's first World War II casualties. Through letters that he had sent to family and friends, Harry Kramer painted a picture of life in Chippewa Falls during that pre-war Depression era period, when his decision to pursue a career in the Navy led to a battleship that would eventually be stationed in Pearl Harbor. So we will visit with John shortly about that book and the other that he has written about history here in our part of the state. Chad Holmes will join us from Bull Falls Radio coming up near the end of the hour to talk about what's been happening up in the Bull Falls Radio Wausau market and the guests that he's had. I know Katie Rosenberg, the mayor of Wausau, was on recently, so we'll ask him about that conversation as well. Tomorrow on this show, State Representative Alex Jors will be here. On Thursday, Senator Tammy Baldwin will be talking to us about getting a regional tech hub in Wisconsin. It's part of the CHIPS Act, which is all about bringing back semiconductor manufacturing to the U.S. so that we're less reliant on foreign companies and foreign nations for our technology equipment. And that will involve having these regional technology hubs to do research. And of course, Wisconsin is primed for that. So Senator Baldwin will talk to us on Thursday about that. Also on Thursday, Hometown Health with Dr. Kristen Lyerly. She will have Beth Heller, the Director of Strategic Partnerships for Wello, and they will talk about farm-to-school programs and making sure that kids have, you know, the nutrition that they need, especially if it can come from locally grown sources. And what a difference in attitude that is compared to, say, North Dakota, where the legislature recently voted against extending free school lunches and breakfast to kids, but then voted the other day to give themselves free meals. So they now get to eat on the taxpayers' dime. All their meals are reimbursed, but kids, no, not so much. So we'll talk about the farm to school program on Thursday. A better approach, shall we say, of how we're treating our kids. A reminder that whenever you hear any of the stories or guests we're talking about, you can call us at 844-967-2789 or 715-388-7155. And our email address is radio@upnorthnewswi.com. And a quick note that if you can't hear us on the radio live or follow our live video feed on Facebook, you can also listen to this show as a podcast. That's right. We got our feet on both sides of the divide here, radio show and podcast. We turn each hour of Civic Media radio shows into a podcast episode. And so if you go to civicmedia.us, you can go to the page marked shows and you can go to, say, I don't know, Up North News Radio. Yeah. And you can see each hour our episodes, the 6 a.m. and 7 a.m. hours today, for example, and you can listen to them right there on the website, or you can subscribe to them as a podcast, and then each hour will come to you, however you've got your podcasts set up. So we hope that you will take us with you wherever you're able to go, hopefully live on the radio, but you got plenty of other options as well. I want to take note that there was a news story out of the Milwaukee area that talked about a collision between a train and a FedEx truck. And I just wanted to correct the record from a couple of media reports that talked about how, you know, there was a collision between a train and a FedEx truck. It's not really a collision. It's not like both forms of transportation were at fault. The better headline is FedEx truck gets smushed by a train because the driver couldn't look left or right at a crossing, at a private crossing. But thankfully the truck driver wasn't hurt. But if you see the video, packages scattered everywhere. So your FedEx package might be a little delayed if it was part of that particular shipment. Now, coming up week after next, I believe, is National Teachers Week. And we're going to be asking you over the next week or so here, who was the most influential teacher in your life and why? And we're hoping that folks will either give us a little audio clip that we can, you know, play on the radio, or a video clip that we'll play over at Up North News. Just a very brief thing that says, you know, the teacher I remember most is so-and-so, and then tell us why that is. We'd love to hear from you as we get set to mark National Teachers Week coming up. To that end, here's one of those teachers now. We're just going to say hi to him real quick, take a break, and then get our formal interview started. But this is teacher John Kinville from Chi High. John, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Pat. Good to see you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. I've known John for a number of years now, and I haven't heard much from him lately, because the guy went from turning into a teacher, you know, into full-fledged author. And, you know, it also does a program called Flags for the Fallen at Chi High. And that's really, really what led to this. I've only got about, you know, 30 seconds here, John, but can you tell me, or have you been satisfied with the response to the book so far?
Oh yeah. The response to the book has been fantastic. And it's so, so neat to see people in Chippewa Falls wanting to know, who was this Harry Kramer guy? Mm-hmm. And also, you know, who are the other soldiers who died in the various wars from our city? But the response has been overwhelming.
That's great. We see all of these memorials about, you know, the war dead, and we sometimes forget there are very vibrant lives behind each of those names. And so we're going to take a break. We're going to talk, get the full weatherology forecast, a little bit of sports, and then our conversation with John Kinville coming up in just a sec on this Tuesday morning here on Up North News Radio.
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day $1 million advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
Just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you missed this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right back to you. Civicmedia.us and sponsorship.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A blend of clouds and sun today with a chance for scattered rain showers. High of 45, winds out of the northeast, 8 to 15 miles an hour. lows around 28. Tonight, mainly clear skies. Overcast skies. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 50. Turning much warmer Thursday and Friday with highs in the low 60s. Chance for scattered rain showers Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
Continue our conversation with John Kinville in just a sec. First, a little sports and weather. It is finally official. Aaron Rodgers has been traded to the New York Jets. The era of love is upon us as Green Bay Packer fans. The Milwaukee Bucks just flat out fell apart in the fourth quarter last night in Miami and are now on the brink of elimination. Again, it is 3-1, Miami leading that series with the Bucks. Jimmy Butler had 56 points for Miami. Giannis was back in the lineup, but they had a 14-point lead in the fourth quarter and just watched it go away. And the Brewers lost to the Tigers 4-2. Back at it tonight, then again Wednesday afternoon as they continue their homestand. Now let's go to weatherology, where meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki joins us to tell us about a forecast that continues to run, what about, you know, 10 degrees below normal or so, and we're just going to have to get used to that. Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, you're entirely right. I mean, we've been below average here for the past several days, and overall it looks like another below average day across the board again today, mid to upper 40s for most. Looks like cloudy skies to start off the day farther south, but then becoming mostly sunny. Sunny skies in the western parts of the state, and then just a slight chance for some rain in the afternoon today around Wausau, Wisconsin Rapids over to Oshkosh. Sunny skies and warmer for everyone tomorrow here for your Wednesday as a warm front begins to push through. Low to mid 50s for most, slightly cooler towards Lake Michigan. For Thursday, it looks like warmer temperatures around about 60 to the mid-60s for everyone. Looks like some cloud cover coming in across the state and a dry forecast from Madison over to Milwaukee. Richland Center up to Wausau and then over to Amory and Baldwin, looking at chances for rain showers rolling through the area in the afternoon into the evening hours. About the same can be expected with temperatures and rain chances here for your Friday. For most, except for the western parts of the state where a cold front will begin to push through, still a chance for some rain showers. However, temperatures dropping in the west by about 10 degrees. And then it looks like everyone else will start to see that the central and southern portions of the state once we get to the start of the weekend on Saturday.
All right, weatherology meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki, we appreciate it so much. Thanks for the updated forecast. Hope you have a great day. All right, let's continue our conversation with John Kinville, author, Chippewa Falls High School teacher, and the book. This is called Chippewa Falls World War II Hero Harry Kramer. Those of you watching on the live Facebook feed, I'm trying to hold it up and have completely forgotten that I used to work in TV because I can't seem to get the lighting or the camera just right, but you'll be able to find it. John, thanks again for being here. Let me tell you first, the website, it's johnkinville.com, right?
That is correct, Pat.
Yeah. So if nothing else, if you get nothing else out of this, and I'll put it on the screen here too, johnkinville.com. There we go. We'll put that up so that folks know that there is a place to go learn more about the book. You don't just have to go to some behemoth outlet to go get it, do you?
That's correct. And we're actually cheaper than Amazon, you know, tax included, autograph, the whole bit.
There you go. And you get some of us were lucky enough to get a very nice inscription. All right, let's set this up properly. You're a teacher at Chippewa Falls High School.
Correct.
How did you go from being a teacher at Chippewa Falls to working to learn more about, you know, past Chippewa Falls students, who have passed away, and then have that go into a book? It sounds like the first step was that you learned about or started Flags for the Fallen.
Yeah. So I teach American government, Pat, to high school students. And as I've gone through my career, I wanted to look for something that would bring people together, bring students together, bring communities together. And oftentimes our government, our society can be very divided. And I've always had an interest in the military. And when I was in high school, I wanted to join the Air Force. And due to childhood asthma issues, I was not able to fulfill that dream. So I went into public service to be a teacher. So in 2009, a colleague and I decided to create this organization here at the school. It's voluntary. We don't get paid a dime. It's called Flags for the Fallen. And we had noticed that our school did not have a tribute to veterans or fallen veterans. And so we wanted to identify who are the servicemen and women who have died in the various wars from our high school here in Chippewa Falls. And so currently we have a list of 41 that died from our school, going back from the Civil War all the way to the War on Terrorism. And Harry W. Kramer was one of those 41. And so our club has been, and again, these are students who volunteer, but they volunteer their time to research who these men are, do the genealogy, and try to reach out to surviving descendants. And one of the soldiers who really piqued an interest with myself and the students was Harry W. Kramer, because he served in the Navy pre-World War II, and he lost his life on the USS California battleship as part of the December 7th, 1941 attack at Pearl Harbor. And so we were able to do some genealogy. We found some of his surviving descendants, including his niece, Evelyn. And Evelyn was gracious enough to drive up from La Crosse to meet with me and the students. And she had this box, and it was a box filled with everything that they had, the family had, on Harry Kramer. But what was interesting was that none of the surviving nieces and nephews, they didn't really know much about Harry, because his death had created such a tragic ripple effect that it just became easier to not talk about him. So his parents didn't talk about him. His brother didn't talk about him. His brother's wife didn't talk about him. And so the nieces and nephews, they knew that Uncle Harry was this person, but they didn't know much about him. And so now Flags of the Fallen, we then research these soldiers, and then we try to travel to places that are connected with their service and sacrifice. So twice now, I've taken students to Pearl Harbor, and we've gone to the naval base, we've gone to the museums, and also we have gone to the National Memorial Cemetery of the Pacific, otherwise known as the Punch Bowl, where Harry is buried. And so twice I've taken students there. And I actually have a group of 54, a whole bus. We're going back again to see Harry next summer, so summer of 2024. But it's been quite a ride, Pat, quite a ride.
Oh, I can scarcely imagine. When I finished the book, and well before I finished the book, you know, what came to me was the fact that this was somebody who, in essence, in that metaphorical sense, you know, not the literal sense, you brought him back to life. You brought his life back because of that box of mementos, which included, was it 32 or 33 letters that are in there that he had written or had gone back and forth, which is really the foundation of the book. Is you start with these letters, but then you woven between them is your text about, you know, what was going on in the news. What would they have been reading about in the Chippewa Herald Telegram at the time?
Yeah.
I can scarcely imagine what it was like to read the letters in that box and to realize that this was an actual life, not just some name on a plaque, you know, but an actual life that you could tell people about.
You know, when I contacted the publisher with the idea, they said, you know, John, people love to read about Patton. They love to read about Eisenhower, but they may not be willing to read about an individual sailor from Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, who, oh, by the way, was the first Chippewa County casualty in what would become World War II. And I told the publisher, I said, you know, I disagree with you a little bit, and here is my plan. The plan was, let's take the letters, they serve as the foundation, as you pointed out, and let's try to take him as a microcosm, a case study, if you will, and let's try to piece together the start to World War II from the perspectives of multiple stakeholders simultaneously. So we've got Harry, Harry's letters. He's going through the Navy. He's going aboard a battleship. He's becoming a very trusted member of the battleship crew on the California. And then you have his parents, who are back home in Chippewa Falls, like so many parents back in Wisconsin, who are reading the daily drip of newspaper headlines in this obvious, this really obvious march to war that people just don't want to admit is happening.
No, and there's not, on top of that, this is still, the Depression is still going full bore, and Harry's father has been going, you know, from job to job. Things have not gone, you know, especially well for him. Harry decides his best path forward in this Depression era, while there are rumblings of, you know, war in Europe, is to seek a career in the U.S. Navy. And I don't want to give too much of the book away, but basically he signs up. They all gather for Harry. They wish him well, and then you see these series of letters about hoping to come back home at some point. But he's joined the Navy. They've shipped him right out to California because, yep, you know, there's basically the ramp up to possible war. The preparations are there, even as the nation, like I said, in your narrative, is like, hey, let's do everything possible to stay out of this, all going in the crux of this 1940 presidential election with Franklin Roosevelt running for an unprecedented third term. There's a lot to digest there for a young man, much less his parents.
Yeah, you know, 100%, Pat. And there's so many subplots within this book. I mean, you've got Harry, you've got his parents, you've got his brother and that relationship. And then you've got, like you said, the national politics. What I did was I read the Chippewa Herald and the Leader Telegram daily between this and from 1919 all the way to 1949, I think it was. So I tried to encapsulate everything that's happening. And as all these different subplots are ultimately colliding on December 7th, 1941. And yeah, some of the subplots are incredible. I mean, to this day, the only U.S. Senator from Chippewa Falls is Alexander Wiley. And so he's sort of butting heads with Roosevelt. And Franklin Roosevelt is an interesting figure in all this in terms of the book, because he can see clearly what's happening. And he doesn't have the War Powers Act of 1973, where he can, he still needs to go through Congress on a lot of this stuff back then. And so he's trying to mobilize as best that he can because he can see the threat, but he has to win re-election first. So he has to try to give this illusion that, oh, I'm not escalating for war. And then the ironic twist on how that impacts Harry is that in a normal setting, Harry, what would have happened to Harry as part of the enlistment process would have been similar to what happened to me. He would have been denied because he had an overbite. And that was something that at, you know, if we weren't preparing for a war footing, he would have been rejected by the Navy. And due to the fact that there is an emergency order issued by the president that, hey, we need as many sailors as we can. And so they do waive the overbite issue, and Harry is allowed to join the service.
And so he does. He goes through everything that's basic. You get these letters, and again, no internet here, so sometimes there's a large gap between the letters where he has to fill things in. And by the way, it's not all serious, it's not all war, it's not all news. There's very much a social component to Harry's life, this kid from Depression era Chippewa Falls, and living life on some very positive terms in Hawaii before the dark days of war. And we will continue that part of the conversation with John Kinville coming up in just a couple of minutes here. Reminder, you can catch what we do at upnorthnewswi.com. Get our daily newsletter there by clicking newsletter in the top banner. We'll be right back.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. President Biden is running for re-election.
Let's finish this job. I know we can.
He released a video this morning making his intentions official.
Around the country, MAGA extremists are lining up to take on those bedrock freedoms. Cutting Social Security,
that you paid for your entire life while cutting taxes for the very wealthy, dictating what health care decisions women can make.
Our new CBS News poll finds 55% of Democrats think he should run again. 45% believe he should not. Among them, 86% cite his age. Mr. Biden is 80 years old. 77% say it's time for someone new. His predecessor has weighed in. Correspondent Jared Hill has that.
Former President Donald Trump currently tops multiple polls for the 2024 GOP nomination. Yesterday, he preemptively released a statement claiming he would defeat Biden in a rematch.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
If you're living with chronic pain and have yet to find relief, Select Pain Care of Milwaukee may be able to help. Select Pain Care specializes in helping those that have had their pain for more than 6 months and have tried three or more healthcare providers with minimal relief. Find out if Select Pain Care can help you. Call 414-939-5045. That's 414-939-5045. Or log on at selectpaincare.com.
High pay with excellent benefits? Check. Fair treatment and safe work conditions? Check. A paid training program? Check. Check all of your career boxes with the International Union of Painters and Allied Trades of District Council 7. Experienced industrial painters and drywall finishers needed now or become an apprentice. Call Tom Coyne at 262-488-4839 today. 262-488-4839 or go to IUPATDC7.com.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Everyone deserves freedom over their own body. Everyone deserves the right to choose. Everyone deserves access to quality, affordable health care without judgment. And everyone deserves a health care provider who stands firm on these beliefs. This is the Planned Parenthood experience at any one of our 22 health centers across Wisconsin that offer reproductive health care services for everyone. Book your appointment today at ppwi.org. That's ppwi.org and get the care you deserve, because we will provide that care no matter what.
Todos merecen la libertad sobre su propio cuerpo. Todo el mundo merece el derecho a elegir. Todos merecen acceso a una atención médica económica y de calidad sin juicios. Y todos merecen un proveedor de atención médica que se mantenga firme en estas creencias. Esta es la experiencia de Planned Parenthood en cualquiera de nuestros 22 centros de salud en Wisconsin, que ofrecen servicios de salud reproductiva para todos. Haz una cita hoy en ppwi.org y obtenga la atención que se merece, porque nosotros le brindaremos esa atención, pase lo que pase.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Being a father is an honor, a challenge, a duty, a celebration, and a testimony. I want to be legendary for you because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department.
Follow Up North News online anytime. Search Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for Up North News WI and our homepage, upnorthnewswi.com.
All gave some. Some gave all.
We're continuing our conversation with John Kinville, Chippewa Falls High School teacher and author. And this book about Chippewa Falls World War II, Harry Kramer, is his second book. He's also written one about a women's auxiliary Ku Klux Klan unit in Chippewa Falls. Is that right?
Yeah, that is correct. And they called themselves the Gray Eagles. And there's actually a meeting, because I tell you, Pat, that book is based upon the most complete WKKK file that probably exists in the United States today. And so I had their meeting minutes, I had their membership roster, I had their financial records, all that good stuff.
And just that reminder that the, you know, this isn't just some deep Southern thing. It was a the prevalence around the country. So that book is Gray Eagles that I want to come to at some point. And I also wanted to credit you on this book. The title, the actual title is Chippewa Falls World War II Hero Harry W. Kramer. I don't know how many folks know about SEO, called search engine optimization for websites, but man, if you can put a title with all the keywords in here, Chippewa Falls, World War II, Harry Kramer, you have hit the SEO jackpot on this, which is good. It's easy to look up and good for people to find out more about Harry Kramer. So we were talking about his upbringing in Chippewa Falls, the decision to then join the Navy. To then be essentially rushed off to the battleship California, and then to go to Hawaii. And amongst all of the headlines and the speculation about whether America was going to be pulled into this war, you had sailors and others who were, you know, in the armed forces being sent to faraway places. Harry Kramer, as a boy in Chippewa Falls, never dreamed he would be doing so much in Hawaii in terms of time on the beach and the dances and how much he loved music. And you really get that in the letters that he wrote back home.
You know, Harry was a good boy. He's like so many of our up north men and women who are joining the military. They come from good families. They're very stable. And they want to do the right thing. And Harry has an appetite for life. And being in the Depression, you know, food is a tough commodity to get a hold of. And one of the things, and Pat, you read this, that he just loves all the food he gets to eat in the Navy.
The pineapple, for example.
Yes. And he discovered what I discovered, that they send all the junk pineapple to the mainland and they keep right. The good stuff for themselves. Mm-hmm. But he's having a blast. And back then, as it is today, but being stationed at Pearl Harbor was the creme de la creme. And part of that was sort of some built-in arrogance in the military that Pearl Harbor was immune to any type of a military attack because of its placement so far away from, we'll call it, the troubles in Japan. And so everybody's having a good time. And within this, though, Harry's also a very good boy. He's not getting involved with maybe the drunkenness that a lot of young men are prone to get involved in. He's not a party guy. He is very religiously devout. He loves to go to the different churches that are part of his faith when he goes to different leaves. He's a very studious young man. And as he takes his tests to achieve. services. And so that's been unexpected. I mean, there's no advertising pitch, but I think what these students are really gaining from it, just from my observations, is they do want a connection to our country. You know, I'm a hopeless romantic when it comes to the United States. And you can see behind me, I've got George Washington's my favorite figure. So I've got George Washington everywhere. And I love this country. And what I've always been drawn to with the military is that there's something very selfless, very honorable, and maybe the most selfless and most honorable than to either enlist and to donate your time to your country and to risk life and limb, but also if your country drafts you and the fact that you would still go through the motions when your country needs you. And so to me, I've always been drawn to it because it really speaks to the best of who we are and what our country can be. And so people like Harry, at the end of the day, it in the military, it doesn't matter what your religion is to a great extent. It doesn't matter what your background is. It's a matter of you're part of the fighting force. And of course, on Pearl Harbor, you know, there's 2,403 enlisted and civilian deaths. And it galvanizes a country in a way that very few things have. And of course, we have that with 9/11 in my generation. So for me, with the students, a lot of it has to do with just letting them know that not everything has to be divisive, that not everything has to be an argument, that there are larger beliefs and values that unite us as Americans. And I've always believed that those who have died for this country can serve as a grounding point for all of us. Just to remember what those basic values that bring us together as countrymen.
And hopefully in the process, in this day and age, a renewed reverence for democracy and no longer taking that for granted. We always like to say, we've been saying all our lives that, you know, these men and women, you know, gave their lives for freedom, for democracy. And yet we see others in this day and age treat it, you know, in such a cavalier manner. And hopefully understand the sacrifices that these people made. Harry Kramer was one of them. We don't know the full story. We don't know exactly how Harry's story ends, which leads into why you said you were reading newspapers through 1949. In this day and age, we are expecting instant gratification, instant information about the news. And that's not how it worked for all the families who lost loved ones in Pearl Harbor.
No, I think, you know, there are specific reasons why Harry's family did not want to talk about Harry. And that's because he is immediately identified as one of the dead on the USS California. And the book kind of talks about where he probably was, how he probably met his fate. But the telegram, and I've got a copy of it, there's a picture of it in the book. There was no grand military entourage that arrived at the Kramer residence at 21 Wells Street in Chippewa Falls about a week and a half after Harry died to inform them that he died. They received a telegram from Western Union, and the telegram was revealing but vague. And that was, your son has died. If a body is recovered, you know, we'll be in touch, so to speak. Please don't talk about any of this with anybody. It was very matter of fact, and it's just sort of weird to think about how it worked back then. And of course, there were so many, and so the military was not prepared for it. The Navy was not prepared for it. The War Department was not prepared for it. And so everything was happening on the fly. And then you have this family trying to deal with, well, did they get it right? Is he actually dead? Well, how do they know if he's dead if they haven't found a body? And the California sinks into the harbor. It's going to take several months before they're able to pump the water out. And presumably Harry's body is trapped inside the USS California. And so as they salvage the ship, and of course the California is going to be refloated, sent back to Washington State, refitted, fixed, upgraded, and it'll fight towards the end of World War II in the Pacific. But Harry's body is recovered. He's initially buried as unidentified. And then he's buried like some of the other victims in a temporary makeshift. There were two makeshift cemeteries in Honolulu. And then after the war, after we won, it's okay, we need to go back to the victims of Pearl Harbor and we need to create a more permanent burial spot. And so it's not until 1949 that all of a sudden the parents get another telegram out of the blue in which they say, we have identified based upon physical descriptors that this particular body, body X, I think it's 104, we believe is your son, Harry Wellington Kramer.
And it becomes, like you said, it's so matter of fact, it's impersonal. And yet they felt that reverence. They knew right away that, that their son had died, you know, in a noble cause for their country. It's when you say how they never talked about him, it was never that they weren't proud of him. Like you said, he was the good boy, but you know, this young man that they said goodbye to and hoped to welcome back someday, you know, now was never going to come back. And because he was that young, because he was, you know, he didn't marry, he didn't have children. So with no direct descendants, it was a case of, yes, you had this very vibrant life, but as soon as, you know, your immediate family passes away, what's left? I mean, even the original plaque at Chippewa Falls High School that mentioned his name and his loss at Pearl Harbor got put in a box at some point somewhere along the line and was returned to the family, which nowadays sounds, you know, a little crazy. But again, we're talking decades worth of, you know, happenstance where something like that could happen.
Yeah, he was just forgotten, you know, and like you said, when they built the new high school in the 50s, here you had this plaque that was unveiled in 1942 for his parents with the idea that, hey, this is going to be in our school forever. And all of a sudden it's sort of unceremoniously given back to the family. Like here, we thought this would be best had with the family. About a decade and a half later, as they build the new high school, and then all of a sudden this old quaint thing just doesn't look like it fits with the new modern high school of the 50s. And so, and as what happens with history is that oftentimes history just gets forgotten. And part of what I wanted to do was to bring him back to the forefront. And I've had the great pleasure, because one of the students I've taken to Pearl Harbor is Harry's great, great nephew, Michael.
That's awesome.
So that was one of the great, to have a picture of me and him at his great, great uncle's grave was quite amazing.
And long story short, there is now a display about Harry, thanks to the work that you're doing. There is going to be an event for the book launch at the Heide Center in Chippewa Falls coming up this Sunday at 2:00. I'm looking forward to being part of that. And I'm looking forward to having you back so we can talk more about the writing process, the Gray Eagles book, and much more about, you know, Wisconsin history that you've been writing about, John. I'm just so thankful that you wrote this book. It's not for people just in Chippewa Falls. Anybody in Wisconsin can relate to this book. You can go to johnkinville.com and learn more about it. John, thanks again for the visit, the first of many, I hope.
Thank you. And thanks to your listeners. And also thank you for all your support for your community schools. We really do appreciate it. And I love my job every day. And my kids will be walking in here pretty soon. So I'm excited to start the day. Thanks, Pat.
Sounds great, John. Thanks so much. Have a great day. We will take this break. And then Chad Holmes will tell us what's happening up at Bull Falls Radio in Wausau. On the other side of this break, you're up north.
Yes, recall. Someday I'll.
Don't settle for big box service and pricing when it comes to your flooring. Choose Straight Edge Flooring for quality and personalized service. A family-owned flooring company, they offer full-service flooring solutions from material to install, including on-site dust-free refinishing. Straight Edge Flooring installers are CFI certified and fully insured, with free in-home consultations to simplify your project. Choose Straight Edge Flooring. Log on straightedgewi.com. That's straightedgewi.com. Or call 414-779-8931 and make your vision a reality.
It's time to take your fitness to the next level. Join Brew City CrossFit in downtown Milwaukee. Brew City CrossFit offers a variety of safe, fun, and effective daily workouts that will challenge and transform you. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned athlete, their skilled trainers will help you reach your fitness goals. You can even schedule a free trial class by logging on to BrewCityCrossFit.com. What are you waiting for? BrewCityCrossFit.com. Brew City CrossFit, Milwaukee's number one CrossFit gym.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Plenty of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in 3 minutes you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A blend of clouds and sun today with a high of 45. Winds out of the northeast, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows level off around 28 tonight, mainly clear. High temperatures reach up to 50 tomorrow, cloudy skies. Turning much warmer Thursday and Friday with highs in the low 60s. Chance for scattered rain showers Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man.
I think we found the perfect theme song now for Chad Holmes. For every stop that he's got to make, for every sporting event or news story. Even got down to Milwaukee. Although we were at opposite ends of American Family Field, so we didn't get to see each other. How are you, Chad? And did you enjoy the game?
I enjoyed it a lot. It was fun to go down there. It was a big bus of young people, and it was a lot of fun. It was really, really cool to be down there, and especially to be on the field. I've never been on the field before.
Yeah, like remind that. Folks who the kids were that were on the field.
I was down there with the Newman Catholic football and boys basketball teams. We both won state championships, and they were honored along with one other school who had won a state basketball championship. The Brewers bring out state champions from time to time, and they brought both Newman teams, so we took a bus down there, and they were nice enough to say, hey, come on down with us, and I was able to walk on the field with them and just enjoy it. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, it's really cool to be down on any major league field like that. I mean, the Brewers lost that game, much as they lost to Detroit last night, 4-2. But still, you know, to be there for a game, you know, there's you can be on the field or you can be in the nice seats that we had. I mean, I certainly haven't toured every ballpark, but I would certainly put American Family Field up there with any of them in terms of a great place to take in a ball game.
Oh, absolutely. And it was and actually one of the guys on the football team got a ball. We were down on the right field line, not too far up, but there was a foul ball and Yelich grabbed it in left field. I should say it was down the left field line, and he tossed it into the crowd, and the quarterback of the football team grabbed it. He brought his glove with him and snagged it. And in fact, they were there last year too, because they had won football last year and he had caught a home run ball last year. So this young man,
this guy, a quarterback or a receiver? I don't understand.
So 2 years in a row, he got a ball, which is like insane.
That's so great. Yeah. Wow. So you're staying busy, even though we've been dealing with, I'm sorry. First we had like 90 degrees for a day or two, and now it's back into, you know, 10, 15 degrees below normal, but everybody's still out there playing games as best they're able.
Yeah. I haven't done a game in a week, but today I'll be doing a game, which will be fun. But, when I go a week without a sports event, I start to,
I was going to say, you look a little twitchy. Yeah.
I know. It's like, I got to get my fix here, but, but yeah, I mean, and the thing about it is I was looking at the schedule. It's like, we're about a month away from the playoffs. I mean, there's not a lot of time to make up these games it's going to be a busy, next 4 weeks for these, baseball and football teams.
Oh, without a doubt. Meanwhile, there's still the Chad Holmes show, 2-4 on weekday afternoons. And so let's talk about who's been on there recently, starting with Her Honor, Mayor Katie Rosenberg from Wausau.
Yeah, I had Katie on last night. It's always fun to talk to her. And one of the things I like about Katie is some politicians, they want all the questions in advance. She just says, I'm going to come in, you ask me what I want, you ask whatever you want. So we spend usually either two or three segments, it's usually pretty much a full hour, talking about everything that's going on, and she's so open about it. And she recently announced she's going to be running for re-election. She just celebrated her third anniversary from being inaugurated, but she's decided she wants to go for one more term. Talked a little bit yesterday as well about some security issues over at City Hall. There's been some problems where some folks have been basically almost in City Hall that shouldn't be, and leading to some nervous moments for folks in City Hall. So we talked a little bit about that as well. So just always very open is Katie Rosenberg when she comes in talking about what's going on. And then later today, going to have the president of the Wausau School Board, Jim Boucher. And of course, we are in the midst of some consolidation at the schools here in Wausau. So we're going to get updated where they stand on that coming up later today at 3:15.
What do you think? How have folks been talking about Aaron Rodgers finally, being traded to the Jets, and we begin the era of Jordan Love? Is it similar to the whole Brett Favre thing, that people were just tired and ready for him to move on, or am I reading it wrong? And there's still plenty of people that wanted the news headlines out of it so that Rodgers would stay.
It seems like they're more ready for Aaron to move on than they were for Brett to move on, if I remember correctly. But, you know, as time goes by, sometimes those memories get a little skewed from what was going on. But it does feel like people were ready. It feels like, I think it's a combination of the drama aspect and the diminishing returns last year. I mean, for them to lose at home to Detroit in the final game of the year is so un-Rodgers-like, it's so un-Packers-like, that last season was a bit of a frustrating season. And then to come back and have, you know, his days in the dark and all that stuff, it's like, all right, enough. I mean, it's time to get a pretty good return on this. Maybe it's time to turn the page. And I think it also helped that Jordan Love played so well against Philadelphia last year. Yeah. I think people see that he does have the skills and that he could be a good NFL quarterback. It's time to find out. He's been sitting back there for 3 years, much like Aaron Rodgers did. Hey, maybe we got ourselves a guy, maybe not a Hall of Famer, but maybe a really good quarterback that we can get excited about. There's always that new flavor. It's nice to, you know, try something a little new once in a while to see whether or not as good as the it's like having a great meal. Well, you don't want to have to say a great meal every time. Maybe you want to try something a little different and get excited about that.
And that's what we've got here. Meanwhile, over on the Bucs, you almost called it last night when you tweeted that Jimmy Butler from the Miami Heat was on pace to score 88 points. And what did he end up with? I think 56 or something like that. I mean, the Bucs just had no answer to Jimmy Butler. And as a one-man wrecking crew, he tore apart a 14-point Bucs lead in the fourth quarter. And now the Bucs are facing elimination tomorrow night in Milwaukee. I can't say that I saw that coming.
No, and two things. Number one, it was a massive collapse. I mean, it's just, you can't be. It was 101 to 89 midway through the quarter, then just collapse.
And, yeah, a 13-0 run is just, I mean, it's pretty much unforgivable.
And it was the way it happened. I mean, they're coughing it up, just, you know, made some bad plays. And also, I thought Butler, it reminded me of Michael Jordan. He took that team on his shoulders, and he was just Jordan-esque. I mean, he was hitting everything. It was a game for the ages. I mean, the combination of the collapse and Butler playing at a level that I think has been rarely hit in a playoff game in the NBA.
Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully they come up with a defense tomorrow night at the Fiserv Forum. What else you got coming ahead over the next day or more on the Chad Holmes show?
As I said, Jim Boucher today. It'll be interesting to get that latest on what's going on with the Wausau School Board. They had their organization meeting last night after the election with one new school board member. Find out about that and the continuing progress of consolidation. And looking forward tomorrow, going to have a guy named Earl Ingram. We're going to talk a little bit about how issues in central Wisconsin do connect with issues in the bigger cities like Milwaukee and Madison, because I think Earl said it last week in a meeting we had that a lot of the issues are similar.
They are. I tried to tell people that as a legislator as well. Chad, thanks so much. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thank you.
And all of you, thanks so much for being with us as well. Enjoy your Tuesday. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
The Devil's Advocates, never personal. only politics.
Relative to population, I believe Waukesha County is running like twice the mortality rate of Dane County.
Right. Well, and then you and your wife braved Mayville to see the band or the play.
But well, man, I'm vaxxed. I'm boosted. I'm feeling pretty good about life.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about good shape, but I'm vaxxed and I'm boosted.
Yeah. Did you have a couple glasses of wine up there?
No wine. Lots of rum. Rum tum tum.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show, and we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.